It's the Barely Podcasting Podcast with your host, Barely. And he might bring along that stupid peeing dog, too. Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is your host, Barely, and we're on to episode number 16. For a while now at work, I know I've mentioned this before, that I sit near the restrooms. So a lot of people come in and out and into my area, and occasionally they do talk to me, which, hey, I don't mind. I mean, every so often someone coming up and saying, hey, what's up, da-da-da-da-da, 5 minutes here and there, that's fine. I don't care. There's been this one guy, though. He's with, I guess, the printing facility that we have in-house. He comes up, and he'll stop in for any purpose he might have. He might be up for delivering something, or I don't know. His office is several floors below me, but he'll come up, and I have some Star Wars things at my desk. I am a Star Wars fan. That was actually the first movie I ever went to see. If I ever had episode number 3 put back out, you would know this. That was the worst episode I ever did. And so I'm not going to put it back up. But in that episode, I did mention that Star Wars, A New Hope, episode 4, was the first movie I ever saw as a kid. I saw it in the original release because in 77, it was released twice. I saw it in the first one. So I'm one of those people that can actually say that I saw that movie in the theater, original release. So that movie has a real special meaning for me. I've kind of followed everything. I've seen every movie on release day, or actually on episode number 3, I saw it before it was released. I was working for a radio station at the time, and they had a promotion where, hey, if you do this or that or something, we'll give you a pre-release pass. Well, I was working there, and they're like, you're a huge Star Wars fan. You never ask for anything. Whereas some guys would, anything that came out, oh, can I have that? Ooh, can I have that? I never did. I was like, hey, look, I got a job to do. If you're going to throw me a perk, that's nice, but I'm not going to beg for it. They knew I was a Star Wars fan, and they said, hey, look, we have these extra passes. You're going, and you're coming in late the next day. So I'm like, cool. But I have some Star Wars things on my desk that I've kind of collected primarily through the last movie. He has noticed this one guy who keeps coming up to my desk. He has noticed that I have these things sitting here. And he has started talking to me about it. And at the beginning, I'm like, hey, cool. Someone to talk a little bit of Star Wars with, maybe 2-3 minutes. He does not give up. He will constantly talk about it. And now he keeps coming up, and we have what's called Costco. A Costco is a store, but you have to be a member of to be able to enter, and you can buy stuff in bulk. Well, they've had it's a kind of a special kind of lightsaber kind of thing that lights up and then makes all these kind of cool sounds, and you hit them against each other, and they make noise. And I've seen it in other stores for about $120. Cheapest I've seen it is for $99. He found it at this Costco for $79, which is really, I mean, that's a good price for something like this. That's close to half off. Not really. I mean, it could be 60% of total price. But he will sit there and tell me the same thing 3 times. Same thing. I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, I saw this here, and da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah, and I saw that. Have you gone over to Costco to get this? Da-da-da-da-da. This is what they do. It's like, dude, shut up. You're a nice guy, but come on. There's a little bit more to me than Star Wars. I am a little bit fanatical about it, but, I mean, it does not rule my whole life. I have a wife. I have a daughter. I have all these other kind of things that go on, and I have a podcast, which you're listening to right now. Hey, yeah, welcome to the podcast. This is my radio voice. But yeah, this guy just, he will not let up about it. And I know I've kind of gone on about it for a little bit here, so I'm sorry. But I mean, this guy, and the thing is my boss sits so close to me that he can hear it. And I've gotten to the point where I start working while he's talking. I just kind of interject here and there. He's even stayed so long as I get a call and he will wait through it. And these are calls that I'm kind of sitting there and I'm like, okay, come on, just keep talking, please. I want this guy to go. Today is Saturday. It's the day before Mother's Day. And with having my mother and my mother-in-law both in town, we want to separate the days, and so one of them usually gets Saturday, the other one gets Sunday, and this year was the year for my mother to get Saturday. So we went out, my parents and my wife and I went out to see Spamalot. If you don't know what that is, it's pretty much Monty Python and the Holy Grail on stage. I'm a Star Wars geek and Monty Python. I love it. Oh, boy. Someone please give a lot of sympathy to my wife. She needs it. We went to see it. I mean, it's a really, really good show. Really well done. Slightly different than the movie. So, I mean, if you've seen the movie, you shouldn't think, oh, well, I've seen the movie. I don't need to see the Broadway version of it. It's very different, but yet still the same. It's one of those amazing kind of transformations. So hats off to the producers of that. But we get there, and we had pretty decent seats. They were dead center, few rows up. Of course, we got the tickets like when they first came out, so we couldn't go wrong, except for the lady who sat next to me. This lady was, well, she was a bigger lady. I mean, I wouldn't say she was like a huge Jumongo mate lady or anything. She wasn't ginormous, but I mean, she wasn't like the little petite little thing. I mean, she was, for a late middle-aged woman, I'd say late 50s, early 60s, she was pretty average build for that age. She just complained about everything. I mean, we're dead center, so no matter which way we came into the aisle or into the row off the aisle, we had to go in front of people. My mother and I and my wife came in, sat down. My father, who had parked the car, came in a little bit later. And as my dad's coming through, she's like, well, why did he have to come through this way? I mean, my wife looked at me and not so subtly said, wasn't that rude? I gotta love my wife. She will not hold a punch on something like that. But a little bit later on, it was like into the second act. If you've seen the movie, you'll know about the part with the effeminate boy whose father wants him to marry a woman with huge tracts of land. Well, it was during this scene, which is also transformed over into the musical. My wife leans over and asks me a quick question, whispers it into my ear. This lady, really loud and really obnoxious, is like, shh. My wife looked at me, and I looked at her, and she's just like, what a bitch. No, I'm not going to say sorry for the language. That's what my wife said, and I don't consider myself a clean cast, but I'm not explicit. But yeah, I mean, the woman did that, and then like 5 minutes later, she's sound asleep. I mean, this is the coming towards the climactic part of the whole thing, and if you could say Monty Python has a climactic ending. Where they had one character come out and sing a song pretty much saying, I haven't come out in the entire second act yet. This sucks. You need to see me more. I'm talking to my agent. And it's a whole song about it. But yeah, this woman fell asleep through that, which didn't make me feel all that bad about kind of taking the armrest because I know she was going for it. I mean, I'm a big guy. And she wasn't petite either. So it was kind of like, okay, who's going to get this armrest? I won. I had to deal with a complete and utter idiot to go see an actually pretty good musical. I recommend it for anyone out there, namely Monty Python fans. But if you're not a Monty Python fan, still go and see it. This is actually a really good show. You'll have a really good time.
Hey, Barely, this is Adrian from The Gas.
Oh, and Jeff too.
Oh, yes. We got to have Jeff here too.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to you.
Yes, which you do quite often. And we were just listening to your last episode, and I did take note that you did express a pet peeve of yours about people who don't mean what they say, i.e. where do you want to eat? I don't care. And then they do care, and you don't get to eat where you want because they really do care. And I have a pet peeve, too. Do you want to hear my pet peeve?
No.
Well, my pet peeve is you're only as fast as the two fat people in front of you on the street, typically senior citizens, who go really slowly, and you just can't walk past them. And I hate that. I hate that.
I hate it, too, because generally I'm walking to work.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. Every time I walk somewhere, I've kind of got to get there. I don't know. I just like walk in a hurry. What's one of your pet peeves?
Indecisiveness in customers in my bar.
No, and what do they do?
They generally, they come up to the bar to get a drink, and, hi, how you going? What can I get for you? Oh, you know, just a beer, whatever. I'm not too fast.
Well, what do you do, right?
Yeah, well, because we've got a lot of beers to choose from. That could mean a lot of things.
So you just grab something from behind the bar, give it to them, and that's it?
Basically, yeah.
And then they're happy.
Yeah.
But you're still pissed off.
I'm angry.
All right, well, Barely, keep on doing the great podcasting. Your new gear sounds awesome. Sounds really good.
Should we say, bro?
Yeah, that's a good Australian thing there.
It's actually Kiwi, but...
It's actually Kiwi. And a Kiwi is...
A New Zealander.
Yes, and the Kiwi is a New Zealander.
They're our little Canadians.
Yes. All right, take care.
You too.
Okay, that was a message from Jeff and Adrian. Actually, the show I reviewed last week, and so I just kind of wanted to say, hey, thanks for sending me the quick message. I do appreciate it. And I guess that's a good segment right into my next review. The show I am reviewing this week, I found through a post in the podcast Pickle. It's Absolute Science. I know, it's trust me, it is a very good show. It's not as dry as it comes out to be. The hosts of Absolute Science are Minion Fogarty and Adam Lowe. They bring science down to really everybody's level. They look at the misnomers of science. They look at some striving things that are moving forward in science and medical technology and stuff like that. But they don't use language that locks you out. I'm married to a nurse. And she will come home and start talking about her day, and I have honestly no clue what she's talking about. I'll recognize names. I might recognize a couple acronyms she uses, but that's it. There's a lot of things that she will talk about, and I just honestly don't know. This podcast does not do that. They will go through, and if they're talking about, one of their episodes was about diabetes, they bring it down to a level where you do not need to have a medical degree. You don't need to have a degree. I think you need a high school diploma to be able to understand it. Besides that, they bring it down to a normal level. One episode, I think it's entitled Vince Vaughn Meets Albert Einstein, she talks with, and I was floored when I heard this one. Minion talks to an academic scientist, so he's a professor, who has a stand-up routine. She talked with him, and it was actually pretty good. I mean, you kind of sat there, and it's like, wait a minute, you can actually make fun of science and scientists, which I was actually really kind of glad to hear that, and both of them kind of did this banter back and forth, and it was humor that could be listened to by anybody, though not all the show is usually not usually funny, but it's very informative. You sit there, and you're kind of almost on the edge of your seat throughout the whole episode, just listening to what's going on in this science realm, something related to science. And you begin to think, well, maybe this is something that I can figure out sometime. Actually, I was watching an episode of CSI a few days after I listened to an episode, and they referred to it, and then did like some science jimbo jumbo. My wife understood what was being said. I understood what was being said, not because of my wife. I understood it because of Absolute Science. So I was actually able to understand TV. You could check out Absolute Science at welltopia.com. That's welltopia.com. They have all the shows listed. They're up to episode number 23. So this is a show, really, I do think you should listen to. It'll be something that can make you sound a little bit smarter. Also, it'll allow you to understand a little bit more without being bored. So, again, this is another one of the shows I'm listening to. The review of that show, so don't definitely check them out. And if you do check them out, let them know that Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over. On Friday, we had one of my friends at work. He has left the company I work for and is actually working for someone who pretty much one of our customers. So he's not going to be a client, which is going to be kind of interesting. He's a good guy, really intense. It'll be interesting to see him on the other side. And we had a kind of a going away party for him. Actually, he threw it for himself. He invited several of us from multiple departments that he had worked with in the past. And we all go to this bar, which is close to work. And we get there, and there were several of us who were White Sox fans, and we had the game on. And we're watching the game. It's on a screen right near us. And it's getting down towards the end of the game. I mean, it's still we could still come back and win. The Sox were losing at the time. But this guy walks in and asks the bartender to change the TV that like six of us are watching. We've been there for like 3 hours by now. He asks this guy, the bartender, to change the TV to the NBA playoffs, which there is no Chicago team in that. And so the bartender starts changing it. And we were kind of wrapped up in a conversation at the moment. And we turn around. It's like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, what's going on? Why are you changing the TV that we've been watching for 3 hours? And this guy's like, oh, well, the White Sox are going to lose, so I'm having it switched over to basketball. It's like, no, we've been here for 3 hours, and there's five of us. I mean, there were five of us in this little group of like 50 people. And there's this one guy who came in, and I mean, yeah, I can understand if he's a regular, but still, there's a little bit of common courtesy. I mean, come on. And also, this was one of the few nights I got to go out to a bar with just friends from work. So I don't want it screwed up. Now, one of our guys who was there was, I mean, he was ready to throw down. I mean, he was ready to take this guy out. And there was a couple other of us. I'm kind of locked in a corner, so I'm pretty useless at the moment. But we're all kind of talking this other guy down, and finally he backs down. He's like, okay, yeah, you guys, I'll watch it on this little TV over here. And he was pretty much a jerk about it. My one friend who was getting ready to throw down with this guy puts his hand out, kind of a peace offering, say, hey, look, I appreciate that. No hard feelings. As soon as the game's over, we'll switch it back. We'll switch it for you. Guy wouldn't shake my friend's hand. I mean, that's just wrong. This guy just was being a crybaby, a sore loser. And it was really kind of pathetic to see. But yeah, we could have all taken him down. I could have sat on him and just kept him out of it for a while. Remember, I'm a big boy. I got home from the bar the other night, and I got in trouble. I know I said a few episodes back, my cell phone is pretty much busted. Well, it's gotten to the point where I don't carry it with me anymore. I've been cell phoneless for about a month now. Right around my birthday is when I stopped carrying my cell phone. And for the first few days, it was odd. It was weird not having a cell phone. Now it's just, I'm not used to having one on me. I don't get those phantom vibrates that I know a lot of cell phone users have. So I could not call my wife to let her know I was on my way back. Well, I'd had a few drinks, and then I stopped, and I waited for a while because, I mean, this was like a 60-mile drive back home. That's how far away from work I live. I get home. It's like 11-ish, somewhere in that range. I get in, and she's like, well, nice to know you spent some time with your family today. I'm like, what? I told you I was going to be out late. I told you that we were going to a bar, and she's like, well, how much did you drink? And I was honest. I'm like, I had 4 gin and tonics. And then I waited like a couple hours until I knew I could drive again. Was not happy with me at all. It's like, wait a minute. I told you I did everything right. How could I get in trouble for this one? But alas, I did. Well, I've noticed that I always say at this segment of the show, well, I think that's going to be it today. I'm going to wrap it up. And then I talk on for like another 7 minutes. I know I'm a dork. But I wanted to kind of go through and give you guys an update. There's been no activity on the Frapper map. I do appreciate, actually, all the people who have added me as friends at Podcast Pickle. All the votes I've gotten on Podcast Alley have actually been reviewed and rated a couple more times on Yahoo. I really do appreciate that. And if you haven't done so, I mean, whatever your way that you grab your podcast is, I mean, if it's Yahoo, if it's iTunes, if it's Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, wherever you grab it, just add me as a favorite, vote for me, whatever it is there. I'm not going to specifically say which one. I mean, if you want to, go ahead. If not, hey, don't worry about it, but hey, do it anyway. I know I'm becoming kind of like a numbers whore. If you want to hear more stupid things like that out of my mouth, check out Chat Buffet. Actually, right in the beginning, it does say, I'm a lemming. I think in one episode I even have I'm a whore. But yeah, that's at chatbuffet.com. That's not going to be a show I'm going to review, but go check it out. We just finally did get episode number 4 up. So, well, back off of that tangent that I just had all about Chat Buffet. Yeah, go over to whichever podcatcher or pod directory that you use and give me a review, give me a ranking, give me a vote, whatever they do over there, and let me know that you've done it. That way I can kind of keep an eye on it and keep an eye on what's going on over there as well. I can probably incorporate that in. Also, have gotten a couple emails over the week. I'm not going to go into too much depth on them. First, I did want to go on to one of them. The first email is from Erica from the womengrow.org podcast. Actually, a real good podcast, pretty much good for anyone who's a parent. All these things that she talks about is very much in parenting style. Go check her out at www.womengrow.org. Her podcast is at www.womengrow.org/podcast. Pretty simple. And what she said to me was, hi, Barely. I heard your request for pickle ads in your podcast today. Since I enjoy your show and you're a local podcaster as well, it was an easy choice. Good luck
breaking into the Podcast Pickle Top 100 before the end of June. Take care, Erica. And Erica's right. I am almost there. I think I have like two or three more. A couple shows have jumped in, and that's going to increase the number. But I've had an incredible amount of people who have added me as a favorite for their show. So I really do appreciate it. Just a few more. Come on. I want to be there by when they reset everything. Kind of a nice little thing to say, hey, look, I came from nothing, and now I'm in the top 100 in this major directory. So I do appreciate that. Also got one from Corby from the Twisted Pickle. I haven't heard from him in a while, and he did mention that he had to get caught up on a few episodes, so he did a marathon listen. And Corby, I don't know how you did it. I can't even listen to myself that long. I don't think my wife can listen to me that long. So all the more power to you, my friend. One thing he did say, though, was, by the way, you're definitely a social networking genius. I've heard your name on at least 10 different shows since you started, multiple times on a handful. Keep it up, man, and it's good business. Absolutely. With what Corby was lucky to do is he got in really on the ground floor. I came in once podcasting became something where there were a lot of shows out there, so I have to do it a little bit different than how Corby did it. But at the same time, I'm following in his footsteps, just making them my footsteps at the same time. So it's I do appreciate it. Thanks, Corby, for listening. And I think that's going to be pretty much it. Please leave me a comment, a message, an email. I love to hear back from each and every one of you. I hope you're still enjoying the show. I mean, you can even call up and say, hey, look, your show is complete horse crap. I don't care. Just let me know. But you can drop me that email at No, that's the website. Well, you could do that there. Boy, I just get, it's my own stuff, and I keep screwing myself up with it. The website where you can leave a comment is www.barelypodcasting.com. You can also leave me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com, or you can leave me a voicemail message at 206-666-2660. If you don't want to leave a voicemail, but you do want to get an audio comment in, hey, just record it and send it on over into the email. I'll take it that way too. I'm not picky. Why would I be picky? Affirmation, my friends. Affirmation. Let me know people are out there. So yeah, go on, check on the Frapper map. I am kind of still tweaking Skype, so I should have that up and running fully here shortly. And until next time, I will talk to you later and have a good week.